We're now joined by Coach Stillwell over at Grundy R5. Lady Panthers have had a fine basketball season. It is a record of, let's get the girls' record up here. I know it's a lot more in the win column and not so much in the loss column. 19 in the win column, 5 in the loss column. That's a good news for Grundy. Maybe not so good news, and this is kind of the way it works in districts sometimes, Coach. Sometimes you're in a real tough district, and sometimes you're in a district that's a little bit more plain with record-wise. But your team, especially in a really top-heavy district, this is a very difficult district that you're in this week. The girls are going to have to play well to keep their season going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know this is one of the stronger districts, definitely in the area. And, you know, I've told the girls, you know, I don't think I really want it any other way. You know, the girls have struggled this year a little bit with Meadville and struggled with Green City in the past. So I think, you know, being able to walk out of this district and be able to go through those two teams and just, I think that'd be a great thing to be able to do.
Well, and let's look at the district here first because, you know, our discussion last week was, you know, there's going to be a lot of conversation of Grundy trying to get through Meadville. And if you can do that, trying to get through Green City, which has kind of been a little bit of, you know, they've been trouble for everybody, but, you know, Grundy's in that list as well. But Northwestern is 12-9. They're a really good number six seed, Coach. When you get a six seed that's above 500, that catches your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I honestly think that, you know, Minden might be one of the best, if not the best, six seed in all of Class 1 girls' districts right now. You know, we played them earlier in the year, and they were playing really well basketball earlier in the year, and you know, they've got some girls that are really good. You know, we can't be thinking about Thursday by any means. We've got to worry about today and today only.
Well, last week was, you know, it was an interesting week. We'll put it that way because it was a little up and down. You know, certainly you got a couple of wins, so you had a 2-1 week, and that's good. That's a good thing, you know, record-wise. From a Mercer perspective, I talked with Coach about it this morning. They gave you the kitchen sink and everything you wanted last Monday, Coach. And you, I guess the best way to describe it is you survived because Mercer played you really hard and you found a way to get a victory, 54-51.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, hats off to them because he done a lot of great things during that game and those girls played really well. And, you know, our girls were coming off that championship game, and I think they were kind of expecting to walk through that game and just be able to blow them out. And, you know, credit to Mercer for playing well as they did. But, you know, I'm glad the girls fought and pushed through it and was able to pull it off because you're right, they threw everything at us.
That set up the Tuesday game for the conference championship, you know, as far as putting things together and really playing well, Coach, because, you know, Tri-County is a good team. And to beat them on the floor in the fashion that you did, 66-39, that's a really good performance by your girls, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the girls, I think they just had that mindset of knowing that it was for the conference and that they'd been working, you know, definitely these seven seniors their entire high school career to pull this off. And, you know, when it came down to that, I didn't know if anybody standing in front of them could have stopped them. You know, they played out of their mind that night and just definitely in the fourth quarter went on a great big run to start the fourth quarter and just blow the game open.
Yeah, you know, I've start to have coaches. Obviously, we get a lot of, you know, we do Gilman City coaches shows on Tuesday and we talk with Jamesport on Tuesday and we got Mercer on Monday. And I generally get a lot of these scoring results, and I know Jandy's been scoring the ball well, but Aubrey's been doing that, and Anna's been scoring a little bit. But you started sending me some of these rebounding totals that Jandy has gotten. Some of the coaches have been talking about how well Jandy's been playing in the month of February, and it starts with her on the defensive end with rebounding. She's really been, from 5 feet and in, she's been just dominating the glass of late, hasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's so long and gifted at basketball and able to read the ball early on about where it's going to land. And she's definitely dominated the month of February. I think, you know, coming back off the two ACL surgeries, it took a little bit to gain complete trust and get back into the rhythm of basketball. And I think she proved in February why she's one of the best, if not the best player in, you know, our HCC conference and just has been dominating offensively and defensively.
Yeah, did you kind of feel like, Coach, because I kind of feel like that if Jandy wanted to get her 20-25 a game that she could, but has she almost taken the attitude of, I'm going to get my points here and there, and it might be 10-15 points a game, but we got girls that can put the ball in the hoop. I'm going to be the rebounder on this team. Do you kind of sense that she's kind of found her role in that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think she knows that when her great areas that she's where she can score at, but she also knows that she has full trust in knowing the girls will make shots, and she actually leads our team in assists. So she does a great job passing out of double teams, and when she doesn't feel comfortable with a shot, she's going to pass it up to get someone even a better look, and she definitely took on that role of becoming a better overall player and not just so much as a scorer.
There are storylines that can develop, and they're interesting to me when you get to storylines like this, and you got to beat Northwestern first, and let's throw this out there. That game is tonight, so 8:15. Meadville High School tonight. If you're a Lady Panther fan, you're wondering, who are we playing? When are we playing? 8:15. It's a late one tonight against Northwestern. Should be a really good matchup, 3 seed, 6 seed. If you take care of your business and you get through the game, Coach, you play Meadville for a third time. You've played them twice. You played them at Meadville. They beat you close the first time, not as close last week, 66-45. You were just telling me off the air, though, that if you get them for a third time, and obviously the challenge to beat them there is difficult, you really feel like that the girls have it in them if you see them in the semifinals to get the job done this time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just think that the mindset that the girls are going to have this week is going to propel them forward to playing their absolute best basketball. And, you know, we've talked a little about scores all year long, and when our girls play to their top performance, it's not very close in the games that they're in. You know, they blow a lot of teams out, and they play really well team basketball. And when they feel pressured, they've done a really great job responding this year. So, you know, taking care of tonight is going to be a big challenge, you know, because we know Minden's good, and they're going to give everything they can. And, you know, if we come against Meadville on Thursday, we know that we got to be ready to go, and you know, we do feel confident going in there.
It's a challenge for the girls because, obviously, you know, Grundy's been, you know, certainly, I don't know if I'd say down, but certainly you haven't had a record with this program like you have this year. And you know, we talk about it all the time. When you get a game that you're the 3 seed, they're the 6. So people are going to look at it and say, okay, Grundy's supposed to win this game. But that doesn't, you know, supposed doesn't win you games in the month of February and March. To see if the girls handle their business, I think it's going to be a test for them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no such thing really right now as worrying about records and what everybody done early in the year, because you know everybody's just right now worried about winning the next game. You know, the next game's the most important one, and everybody's worried about just being 1-0 right now. So we've got to be ready to go, and we just got to focus on this one.
Obviously, if you see Green City, they have a girl named Brooke Littrell. She's going to get her points. She's going to get a rebound. She's that good of a player, and that game, of course, would be Saturday night. Not that they have a Littrell, because if they did, I'm sure I would have heard about her. But is Northwestern, are they balanced? Do they have one or two girls that do the bulk of their scoring, Coach? What sort of team are you playing tonight?
They've got two girls that do a lot of the scoring. One girl's really good, you know. I actually applaud about how good she is. I think she might be even a little better than what she realizes. And you know, she does a very good job of shooting the ball and attacking the rim. So we've got to make sure we slow her down. We've done a good job last time when we played her of making everything difficult for her. And, you know, we know she's going to go get her points. So we just got to limit everybody else and limit her to easy open shots.
So you hope you get our shot at Meadville. But you saw them on Thursday, and, you know, it was just 66-45. And I know scores don't tell me the entire story. Was it pretty disappointing with the way the girls performed on Thursday, Coach? Was there that sense on the bus that if we get them a third time, it's going to be better than tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think we came out really flat in the second half. You know, we were just down by one. They hit a buzzer beater right before half to go up by one. And, you know, I think that we started, you know, feeling the urgency to go a little bit too much and not run so much offense. And we let them get out and run way too much. We wasn't able to slow them down there in the second half. You know, I just think that the girls are going to learn from their mistakes the past two times that we've played them and keyed in on what we've done really good against them and what we've done good all year, and just put that in effect.
You know, folks, I think, you know, obviously we here in Grundy County know that the Lady Panthers are good and they could be a factor in this tournament. I kind of feel like folks that maybe are not aware are going to look at this and go, okay, we know Green City is their top 5 rank. They have Brooke Littrell. Meadville is going to be at home. I kind of feel like that your team is not in too bad of a position, Coach, where you're really good and you have a good record and you're a 3 seed, and I don't know if you're going to get a lot of attention this week and maybe you have that little bit of an underdog role with a chip on their shoulder. Do you kind of feel like that the girls are, they kind of feel that way and they want to open up some eyes this week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked about that probably one of the first coach shows of the year of coming in, honestly, as an underdog, even though we're going to be so talented. And you know, we've done a really good job this year, obviously going perfect in the conference and winning the HCC tournament, kind of coming in the year no one expecting us to do that. So I think being an underdog and people kind of overlooking us just a little bit gives us a little bit of an edge and puts a little bit of chip on our shoulder to be ready to go.
8:15 tonight, Grundy R5 girls against Northwestern. If they win the semifinal, probably against Meadville, would be a Thursday night at 7. And the championship game, which we say probably against Green City, although Linn County, if they get through their 4 seed, they'd have something to say about that against their conference rival. So we'll see what happens with the top half of the bracket. But the championship game is 3 o'clock on Saturday. Coach, good luck over at Meadville this week. I know all the Lady Panther fans will be rooting for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.